I'm Paul John Spaulding, GM of production at Cybercrime Magazine. Welcome to the Cybercrime Magazine update. I'm joined by Steve Morgan, founder of Cybersecurity Ventures and editor-in-chief of Cybercrime Magazine. Steve, as always, thanks so much for joining.
Great to be here, Paul.
Well, today I wanted to talk about launching the radio station. But before we dive into a little bit more about the radio station, I do want to go back in time a little bit, talk about some of our first podcasts, our first series, really the kind of origin productions of the radio station that we just launched recently. And also maybe why we started podcasting. And then obviously if we thought we'd actually make it here. So, and by the way, for anyone who's listening who doesn't know, we launched a 7x24x365 radio station. Now you may be hearing this on the radio or on our podcast. Either way, go to cybercrime.radio to tune in. So Steve, take us back in time, thinking about our earliest podcasts. What was one of your favorites? Or maybe even the first podcast, if I can ask about that.
Sure. So I have to unwind myself here because I've never had so many messages, LinkedIn messages, email messages, people DMing me on Twitter about the radio station launch. For people who followed us, they know that Newsday came here to cover it. But it's been an amazing reception. And we'll talk a little bit more about that in a couple of minutes. So our first podcast was completely unplanned. It was with Robert Herjavec. It was in Morristown, New Jersey in the summer of 2018. He was speaking there and invited us to meet with him separately to film a video. And we did. And it was a great video. And when we finished, we asked Robert if he'd like to sit down and do a podcast with us if he had the time. And I remember Robert saying, "I've always loved radio. Let's do it." And, you know, we pushed up into a corner of the room and he threw the headphones on. And it was great because he was totally out of character. He was kidding around and he got into a whole talk. It was a great talk to young people, students, about why they would get involved with cybersecurity. And I remember him exclaiming, "I'm Batman." And he gave a great talk about, you know, likening being a cyber fighter to being a superhero. We didn't know it, but that was our first podcast. It was great. It was about 10 minutes and it's still available. People enjoy it. It's got a long shelf life because he was just talking, you know, high level about why get involved in this great field.
Steve, take us, you know, put us in that room for a second because you hadn't done any videos before then. We hadn't done any podcasts before then. And our first one is with Robert Herjavec. Like, it's, you know, he does have a profile and a presence, a public profile and presence, but he also is very well known in cyber. So I guess, how did that feel to have someone of his caliber or his status kind of come in as your first production?
You know, I had met Robert a few times previously. I'm not someone who's starstruck, and it was very relaxed because he's just great. He has a great personality. And there weren't very high expectations. We certainly didn't have high expectations of ourselves because we never filmed anything before and we never recorded a podcast before. So we had no bar. Robert followed our research, liked our media, and we felt like, you know, this may just be a throwaway. Let's see how it goes.
Well, all right, let's go forward in time a little bit. We had that as our first podcast, right? Now, after that, we started developing more podcasts, but why don't you take us on to one of our earlier series? I don't know if you want to, you know, maybe recount like some of the early, like I remember Ask the CISO from, you know, a video series that we did as a video and as a podcast, but, you know, what about some of the first podcast series productions that we really started doing once we really started ramping up the podcast and discovering a lot of people had interest?
Sure. So I think some of the best media we've developed has been entirely by accident. It's been unplanned, very much like the station, which we'll talk about in a little while. So you mentioned Ask the CISO. We sat down and we filmed interviews with 25 CISOs from Fortune 500 companies. And it was a great experience because we did meet with them face to face, and we filmed those productions. They were very well received, and we also published them in Cybercrime Magazine with articles around them. And one day, you and I were talking, and we weren't quite sure, would we want to cut audio tracks and air these as podcasts? We decided to do it, and same thing. I really don't believe we had very high expectations. It was exploratory. And as it turns out, people really, really enjoyed them. In fact, I remember coming into the office the next day after listening to the first one at home, and I told you, Paul, this was great. I actually listened to the podcast while I was cooking dinner. I don't have to sit down. I don't have to be behind the computer. I don't have to watch a video. It didn't compete with the video. The point wasn't that it was better than the video. The point was it's a completely different media experience, and it was one I enjoyed, and we got great feedback, and that's how we started down the track of interviewing Fortune 500 CISOs on the podcast and now on the radio station.
You know, we do a lot of productions that are audio and video, so we split them out, do a video, and then publish that as a audio-only podcast. But I do think people, and of course we do audio-only productions as well, but I do think people enjoy that duality where they can watch the video if they want to see maybe some facial expressions or see how, you know, the host and the guest are interacting. But just being able to have it audio-only, I mean, it's very easy. You know, you might listen to it. You're not going to watch a video in your car or something like that back, I guess, when more people were commuting. But, you know, it's nice to have that duality in there.
It is. I mean, as a company, without thinking about it, we've moved to a place where we're giving people a visual experience. They can watch our videos. We publish a lot of, you know, great video content. They can read Cybercrime Magazine, and they can listen to Cybercrime Radio, much the way a sports fan would enjoy all of that media, or anybody who has any interest.
Now, thinking about the radio station, and again, we're going to talk about the radio station a lot on here. You know, from the beginning, you know, thinking back to Robert Herjavec, the first day for the first podcast, I mean, that is the origin story of the radio station. So, but back then, did you imagine, or was there a point, I guess I should ask, that at which you thought, hey, we could really turn this into something much bigger, something like a radio station?
Yes and no. There was definitely a part of me that remembered that podcast, which led to a series of other podcasts with equally impressive guests. We've had Frank Abagnale, who is the subject of the movie Catch Me If You Can with Leonardo DiCaprio and Tom Hanks. We've had Craig Newmark, the founder of Craigslist, a billionaire philanthropist, on the show with us. So we've had quite a few people, and still, I don't think that I ever imagined a radio station up until about a year ago. So before that, I think it was, you know, just getting my arms around having a professional podcast, because we have very high standards here. So for us, it's not, you know, okay, you know, let's experiment with podcasts. Once we decided to do it, we got very serious about it. We made a heavy investment into gear. We spent a lot of time to take that podcast to the next level. And at one point, I spoke to you and the rest of our staff about a radio station and concluded that's just way too heavy of a lift. That's too much work. You know, you don't just launch a radio station. I saw some really weak content out on the web where, you know, some companies would call something radio and they really just had, you know, their podcasts, you know, programmed in a series. We didn't want to do anything like that. If we were going to launch a radio station, we were going to launch a radio station. But I guess just talking about it amongst ourselves planted the seed in all of our heads, planted the seed in my head. So maybe it's been the past year where it's, you know, rattled around my head until we actually, you know, sat down and got serious and planned it out.
So why don't you, Steve, can you tell us a little bit about the launch? I mean, you know, we were all here in the office. Newsday was interested enough to come in and actually write a story about us. They filmed some stuff with us. You can check them out, newsday.com. They also are going to put the article in print paper, which is great. You know, the idea is there's an interest in radio, specifically in this, you know, topic of cybersecurity, cybercrime. So, but why don't you tell us a little bit about the day? I mean, it was pretty exciting to have Newsday come in and, you know, have a reporter on site with us. So, you know, I don't know if you have any thoughts to share from that day.
It was a great day. The very particular Newsday isn't going to cover just anything. They're, I believe, one of the top 10 news media, newspapers, daily newspapers in our country. So it was definitely an honor for them to come here and to cover it. And also because we're on Long Island and they're on Long Island. So, you know, we have a lot of affection for the newspaper. They came into the studio and they were here. They filmed us. Ken Schachter, who's their business reporter, sat in with us as well. And, you know, when we went live, when we pressed the button, and I guess it was you, Paul, who said the very first words, you know, live. Live from
our
Long
first
Island.
Live broadcast.
So it was just a great experience.
So, all right, we just launched, but looking ahead, we always have to look ahead, right? Otherwise, we're never going to go anywhere. So, looking ahead, what do we have coming up? Do we have anything exciting? Any hints we want to tell any of the listeners, or something that maybe just you're excited for the future?
Sure. So before we go down that path, and I want to get back to that question, I need to throw this back to you, Paul.
Sure.
I need to just kind of, rewind a little bit here. What were you thinking when we had that first conversation about, the idea of a radio station? And I think it was about a year ago.
Yeah. Well, I remember it was around the time that we, officially started working towards Cybercrime Radio as a brand, because that's, I think it was almost, you think about chicken or the egg, but I think, we started doing a lot of these podcasts, and it almost became like a radio station, at least with the frequency that we were putting out these podcasts, and especially the engagement that we had. It felt very much like it made a lot of sense to brand it radio. I do think there was a little bit of nerves there, because it's like, oh my gosh, a radio station, that's a lot. I mean, it's a lot to have a radio station, but it was also very exciting, because it was an opportunity for us to broadcast our content in a way that is highly curated beyond it already being curated. And of course we have a great team here too, who's helped us, none of them on mic at the moment, but, exciting would be my end result. But at first it's a little bit like, how are we going to do this? What's going to happen? So I would say that would be my first thought.
Well, a little bit of history here, and so much has happened in the past couple of years that you forget a lot. But now I'm remembering listening to you. We broke a lot of the rules to get here, and it wasn't deliberate. We just knew what we wanted to give our audience. And I remember talking about our podcast, and someone had advised us, well, and we actually listened, we veered off for a while, a podcast, should be series based. And if we as a company were going to produce podcasts, we should have each one of them set up individually. That's the way you broadcast podcasts.
Yeah.
We took that to the point where we actually went out on another platform. We went out to Podbean and, we set up something specifically for a podcast we were producing, the CISO Minute, which we still produce.
Yeah, definitely.
And that series was so successful. It was named by Clearance Jobs as the best podcast, one of the five best podcasts last year. And even with that, and even with that following, we decided to take that off its own platform, which was part of a much bigger decision, which was, we're not going to do that. We're not going to have all of these individual podcasts, even though we have a lot of individual topics that are so varied that we can talk to K through 12 students, and a few minutes later, talk to Fortune 500 CISOs, and a few minutes later, talk to hardcore practitioners in our field, and we can speak to diversity and inclusion and equality, and then we can speak to career opportunities, and then we can speak to ransomware attacks, and this is going to be a mashup. We're just going to take all of that content, and we want it to be similar to radio. And that was before we decided to launch a radio station. So there definitely was a mentality we had that ultimately brought us to the point of launching that station.
I think that's a great point, because in the beginning, it is very natural to start breaking out these podcasts. But really, the idea was for all of us to come together. And by all of us, I mean all of our series, all of our content, anyone that wanted to come on and do a series with us. It wasn't about them as an individual. It was about putting them in the context of the entire whole of all the podcasts that we were doing. So that was a really important thing early on.
Well, and it leads to the best content. One of my favorite interviews was with Craig Froelich, who's the Chief Information Security Officer at Bank of America.
Yeah.
You would think typically somebody like Craig would come on to a format where he's speaking to other CISOs, thought leadership. So it would tend to, be maybe a little bit more technical, or even if it's elevated, to the C-suite, it might be about cyber insurance. It might be about, a topic that the other CISOs could relate to. Craig comes on and he talks about neurodiversity. He talks about something that is so important to society, so important to so many students, to moms and dads and educators. And if we didn't have that podcast format, it just wouldn't be conducive to him because our audience would have been limited to, you know, like-minded individuals.
It's also tough as a consumer as well. And just, you know, a lot of people are just consumers of media where you want to be able to go on and find, you know, if you like us and you're following us, you're listening to us now, you don't want to have to go and wait, where's Craig? You know, did he do it over on here on this platform or this podcast? No, it's just, you just cybercrime.radio. That's it. Done. Bam. You have everything you need. We can direct anyone there or they can just Google it too. I mean, you know, that works too, but you know, it's the idea of bringing everyone together and being able to show off and highlight people like Craig.
Exactly.
So Steve, take us to the future. Where are we going? you know, it's always good questions to ask because that's what we have to think about here internally. So what do you imagine or what do you hope for? Are there other people that, you know, do you look towards something else? Like, hey, we're doing something unique, but you're seeing other, you know, content we could include or, you know, I don't know. I'm just here to pick your brain.
You know, I think we've done a great job as a company. If I had to point to one thing, getting feedback from the community and shaping a lot of our content, not just, you know, what we're doing on radio, but what we've published, whether it's reports, articles, videos that we've produced. We're working on a couple of, or one new documentary right now. Mm-hmm. And that feedback always comes from the audience. So I think that a lot of it is unknown right now, but we're talking to the people who listen to the station. I think we're going to have a lot of programs that are proposed to us. Going forward, what we know, just a lot of very exciting guests. I think that's the single biggest thing we're going to bring forward, the diversity of guests ranging from cybersecurity experts to CISOs to ex-criminals to victims. That's what our audience could look forward to, more of what they've heard on the podcast, but hearing it every day.
Steve, that sounds fantastic. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Paul.
I'm Paul John Spaulding, GM of production at Cybercrime Magazine. Thank you for joining us for this episode of the Cybercrime Magazine Update. To listen to us on Cybercrime Radio, head over to cybercrime.radio.